I think that we can work from either because I can see what the differences are between them. Neither one is going to be the finished product because I can already see that there are some errors and some things that are going to morph in both. My recommendation is that we start with the fully developed Excel one, which is actually the third budget. It's the newest one. It is going to need some changes, but I think that it might provide the most extensive template, and that we would then be able to get to a finished product here.
It's a little irregular
because it's not the one that the LSB approved, but at this point, there's so many spreadsheets flying around, we have to sort of start with something.
Point of information, Ken?
Yes.
Who's the author of the last version, the most recent version?
The author of the most recent version is apparently Maria Negrete.
That's the business manager.
And that's the one with the deficit?
No. The one with the deficit is the LSB-approved budget plus depreciation. The
right.
depreciation line item is missing from the preliminary,
so,
from Maria's version of the budget, as are a couple of other things
okay.
as far as I can
so
see.
So is the other one the one with the surplus of $65,174?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we can use either, but what I'm saying is that one has all the Excel attachments, which may make it a little bit easier to modify because it's a complete document and the other one is not. But if people want to go and use the one with the deficit, we can do that too. Since it's pretty much the same document, it just has depreciation in it rather than not having depreciation in it, a couple of other minor changes.
Question?
Yeah.
Okay, so the one you're proposing that we start dealing with, is how different from what the LSB passed? Because I like to go with whatever the body.
The LSB passed? Okay.
If you think it's very close, maybe we should consider, I'm just asking how big a
yeah.
is there.
May I please say something, Tracy?
Yeah, one second. The difference between the two is basically give or take, it's the addition of the depreciation line item, and there are a couple of cuts that are put back in. It's probably about $150,000 difference altogether. The majority of that is depreciation and a couple little cuts. It's up to you guys. Shall we start with the LSB approved budget? That's what we said we would do. So maybe that's what we should do.
Is it Ken to the stack? Ken to the stack?
Yeah, Ken. Go ahead, and then we'll take Barbara, who's been waiting.
I just want to make a request that the chair is also at KPFA.
Mm-hmm.
One of the directors in KPFA, you may be more familiar with the budgets, and we'd like to have your evaluation of which one to start with. I would go with the one that's least confusing. But once we pick one, let's discard the others and not go back and forth. Once
okay.
we pick one, let's use that and not talk about the others because it's just there's enough confusion on the line items. I don't think we want to be discussing alternative option budgets. Let's start
no.
with one.
Yep.
Go forward.
Kim,
yeah,
to the
like
starts. We need to
like
start from one document.
Kim to the stack.
Agreed. Barbara
like
was next on the stack. Then we'll go to Kim. I hear you. Barbara, go ahead.
Well, you've started this discussion in a way that wasn't the way I was going to start it. But I would like to ask one thing. When I came on the call, which was about 4 minutes after 5:30, you were in the middle, it was before you went on the stream, you were in the middle of saying something about the KPFA budget, and you said something about what LaVarne changed something. And I just wonder what it was that was your introductory remarks before the meeting started. Was that anything relevant that, I would like to know what it is.
Yeah, LaVon added to the Excel template that you sent last week the changes made by the LSB at the August 20th meeting, which were to add $20,000 listener revenue, to delete $50,000 from computer maintenance, and to add in the property tax refund that's expected. She then also pointed out that it's not done in the Excel document that you sent. And then she added in the depreciation line item because she's concerned that depreciation shows in the budgets, and we need to talk about that a bit. But
so do all the other budgets depreciation?
Barbara, please don't interrupt. You asked me the question, so I'm answering it. She made those three changes, and then she put in the depreciation line item, which we have to talk about. That's the answer. Nothing else.
Well, it's our understanding those things were in the budget, except not the depreciation. And my question about the depreciation, is everyone putting depreciation figures in their budgets at this point?
We're going to talk about that. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. In terms of the other changes, if you go back and look at the Excel document that you sent, they're not there.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, you are next.
I guess, just so we can move forward, let's start with the LSB-approved changes, because those, I mean, I can't imagine people coming onto the NFC and starting with the premise that, well, the LSB approved this, but I decided to make some changes, and here we go. So let's start with the LSB-approved budget and work forward from there.
Yeah, the revenue numbers are not substantially different, by the way, at this point.
Okay, but that's one that your LSB approved, you know, for better or worse, and to, you know, whatever changes, tweaks, whatever, you can tell the LSB, we started with this one, and this is what happened to it. So that's my suggestion, we start with the LSB-approved one. Because otherwise, anybody can just say, well, here's a budget. I like this one. The LSB didn't, or they don't even know about it. It's not a good precedent, I don't think, for this.
Barbara.
Okay. Everybody is under instructions to open the document called KPFA August 20th with LSB changes.xls. It is a deficit budget, but
and
understand
it
that it's a
in?
Deficit. I sent it to you all on the NFC listserv. It's actually called KPFA is the email. You got it at 5:26 p.m.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a short spreadsheet. Let's just open it up and take a look at it and go from there.
You know, I am going to have a new little folder simply only for KPFA. Okay.
I understand. So let's take a look. Understand that it's a deficit budget, but only because of the depreciation factor.
Well, then we do need to have a conversation about that.
Yeah. You will want to go to budget FY 2012 is the first page of the spreadsheet that Barbara sent. And budget FY 2012 changes is after she made changes. So you will want to go to the spreadsheet called budget FY 2012 changes. And let me be clear about what changed. The LSB had said add $20,000 to listener support, so that's been done. The LSB agreed, because that budget was in deficit, to cut $50,000 from the computer repair line. That's been done.
What line?
Account 6665, computer repair. It was at $62,000. It is now at less than that.
Wait, I'm not seeing it on here.
Could you give us the line?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. It's account 6665. It is in administrative expenses. The line in the spreadsheet, I'm sorry, computer maintenance, is line 112.
112.
And if you go all the way across, it should be less. Yes, it is now 12,470 instead of 62,470, which is the number that was in there. Again, that related to consulting fees, largely. other thing that happened is that the property tax was adjusted. Now, this budget was at a small surplus. LaVarne expressed the concern, and I have some questions about this, that the annual depreciation needed to be recorded in the budget, and by so doing, it's been pushed to a deficit budget. The question that I have for you, LaVarne, is are we putting depreciation in all of the budgets?
KPFK has it.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could clarify whether or not it needs to be there.
I was just making a copy of KPFK's budget. Now, sometimes it's a little confusing because the cash flow sheet will not have depreciation, but the budget does have depreciation. So I was going to send everyone a copy of the budget for KPFK, and you can see depreciation is in there. Okay, so I'm about to send it to you.
Does that accord with the understanding of the other treasurers that you had to account for depreciation in your budgets?
The template has it in there, so there wouldn't be any reason for you to delete depreciation.
Okay, so it's in the template.
Yeah.
Okay, then that would seem to indicate that it should be in there.
Yeah, I see it in KPFK's. I can look at the others too, but I'm going to send you KPFK so you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if that is the case, then we are looking at a $82,000 deficit. Again, it's a depreciation-caused deficit.
I could hear you talking. I could hear you whispering.
I know there were some other issues that were brought up by both Bill and Ken. Maybe this is not a bad time to talk about those. Some of those questions I know are fairly easily answered. So maybe the two of you sequentially would like to run through your questions.
I have a point of information on this. I'm just looking.
Yes, Alex.
I'm just looking at WPFW's budget just because I have it handy, and there is a line item for depreciation, but there's nothing in it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Yeah.
We had depreciation at KPFT last year, but not this year.
My sense of it is that we don't always include it in budgets and that it is a balance sheet item rather than necessarily a profit and loss item. I don't know, but I think we've been inconsistent about it, and it may be that we need to take that item out, in which case we will be looking at the LSB-approved budget having a small surplus, which might be a better place to start.
This is LaVarne.
But I don't want to drive you crazy, LaVarne, so here we are.
LaVarne?
Go ahead.
In the past, not until this year, I insist that it go in the budget, because what has happened in the past is that as you go through the year, you're going along, you know, as the expression says, not kind of like bread and looking at your results. And the depreciation is not in. And at the end of the year, you know, the correct depreciation is calculated, and that hits your P&L. So what you do is you just make an accrual on a monthly basis, what you expect the depreciation to be, so that when that is actually entered against your P&L, not your balance sheet, that will impact what your profit and loss is. And then, so therefore, in order to be able to budget sufficiently and know to be concerned, you put it in there on a monthly or quarterly basis. So there would be no reason for you not to budget through depreciation except to have a false picture of what your results are until the end of the year. And this is what had happened with Pacifica. But, you know, we changed it this year and we put it in there. And we are saying, so when I quoted that over $500,000 surplus, that includes depreciation.
Right. Otherwise, your surplus basically falls apart when you apply depreciation to your profit and loss.
Barbara, for this.
I do understand that.
Barbara?
Well, one thing that Maria is pointing out to me, the thing that Levarne was just talking about, at least the original template that we had did not have depreciation in it. And Maria did add a line for depreciation and put question marks because she had no figures. So that's one thing. Another thing that I'd like to say is that a while ago, Tracy, you were talking about this latest budget that you seem to think that the formerly misdirected $300,000 was not in it, but it is. And I would like Maria to talk to you about it.
Just to be clear, let's see, because the income number, the listener support number in that budget is, very fast. It's coming up. I have no idea if anybody can follow this on the stream, but if they can, but just in case they can, let me clarify this one point as soon as this document opens.
Yes, no, that's 11. Or it should be.
Oh, these documents do damage to my computer. Hold on.
Well, maybe in the meantime, I can talk about another document that we sent, which is...
No, if that's okay, let's stick to what we're talking about. All right, so which... So this is the too many budgets. Okay, so this is the new budget document. It has a listener support number of 2.699.272. The document that was submitted by Maria on... by you and Maria on August 23rd, had an amount in account 5,000 of 2.955 million. So the extra listener support is not there. In fact, this budget has a lower number, can listener support, and a lower total revenue than the LSB-approved budget. It's dropped. It's under the LSB-approved budget. So the extra $300,000 in income that was added is not in this budget. If you look at 5,000, it says 2.699272 and total income of 3.688. The budget that was submitted August 23rd by you had 2.955 in account 5,000 and 3.9 million in overall revenue. It's reduced by $250,000.
Question?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I have. Maybe we were opening and closing before I got the wrong one. I'm looking at KPFA org 20 WLSB changes.xls. Is that the right one?
That is the LSB approved budget with Levarne's condition of depreciation.
Right. Is that what we're looking at right now?
No. What we're looking at right now is what the treasurer just sent, saying this is the new and improved final version of the budget that came at 5:45 p.m. She is stating that that budget has the same listener revenue figures as the one we got on August 23rd.
No.
And I'm stating that it doesn't. It's $250,000 less.
Okay. Could I get the file name of this one then? Because I have like 20-odd files in here.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And both of them came in the last day or so.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I just need a file name.
Silly process.
Because I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yep. Hold on. It's coming. Let me get back to Gmail and where all this came from. My computer doesn't freeze from the stress of all this.
Routing.
Okay. Stop script. Oh, my computer is stressed out. Okay. It came to the National Finance Committee at 5:47 p.m. It came from the treasurer of the KPFA LSB.
and it's called KPFA FY 2012 Preliminary Budget 95A Prelim KPFA Only .xls.
Okay.
It's a 1.5 megabyte spreadsheet.
I've got it. I'm bringing it up now.
And unless I'm crazy, it has listener support at 2.6 million and overall revenue at 3.6, which is quite different than what we got on August 23rd. So we don't have to reconcile $250,000 in revenue, in additional revenue, but we do have to reconcile some other things.
Madam Chair, this is Ken. I have a question, a point of information. Have you selected a budget to work with?
I am trying to get to the bottom of whether the depreciation needs to be in there or not. I think that is the first question, because that determines whether we are looking at a deficit budget or a surplus budget. It seems to me like that's being handled inconsistently from budget to budget. I hear what LaVarne is saying in terms of her concerns, but I don't know that it's quite fair to do it one way in one budget and one way in the other budget. So I'm a little bit confused about how we're going to handle that. It's a large number. It's $104,000, so it makes a big difference in KPFA's budget. LaVarne, do you want to continue making the case that it has to be in there? I mean, I will defer to you as the CFO. It creates a deficit situation for us. LaVarne? LaVarne?
Tracy? Can you hear me?
Yes, Arlene, I can hear you.
Okay, LaVarne had to step downstairs for a minute. She'll be right back.
Okay.
While we're waiting, the KPFA only one. I see the cell AB5, $2,699,272.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing line 40, net income lost, as $78,000 in the black, and then surplus deficit at line 61 in cell AB61 is basically short of 15 in the black. So
right. This is the new budget. It doesn't have extra listener revenue in it. It has various other cuts and additions and things that are changes from what the LSB approved. It also does not have depreciation, so we still have to deal with that.
Okay.
Lauren, I'm back.
It's Bill.
Okay, let's go back to LaVarne, because we have an open pending question about, do we have to have this depreciation in here because it's going to shoot us back to deficit, whichever budget we're in. So, LaVarne, could you address that?
Because it
does sound like we're being inconsistent from budget to budget, and I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, I am too. Why some didn't have it in there and some did, like KPFK budget is clearly in there. So, but what I have to do is look at each one and see why it's not there. But yes, it has to be there. That's the cost of doing business. We cannot, have our heads in the sand for 12 months, and then at the end of the 12 months, we're hit with this depreciation, which could be, I don't know, about 400 if I look at the total, that, that's not the way it's conducted in a professional manner. Our report is depreciation. So, it should be there, and I'll check and see why.
Okay, well, then it looks like we're going to have to make some cuts. I mean, there's no other way to
Tracy,
to get back to zero.
I would like
okay.
to be recognized, please.
Mm-hmm. There were other people on the stack, I think Bill, so let's go to Barbara and then to Bill.
All right, you've been stating this particular budget doesn't have the $300,000 in it, and it does. And I said a little while ago I wanted Maria to explain where it is and what happened. There are other changes that happened after she recognized that this was misdirected in the data flow. And she and Efren have worked on it successfully and repaired what was happening. And then other changes were made to make up for that. In other words, reversing some of the cuts that the LSB had voted for on August 20th. And they voted to reverse them on August 31st. And they voted to reverse them if all of this misdirection of $300,000 was confirmed, and it was.
Barbara, look at the template. The amount you're providing for revenue is the same.
Let Maria talk to you about this.
It's $2.6 million in listener support. The LSB approved budget had $2.6 million in listener support. There's no revenue in this document.
To the budget that were cut.
Well, yes, that may be. You may have moved some things around in the expense category, but there's no additional revenue.
Can I please explain what Efren and I did on Friday?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, the $300,000 in web revenue it comes and goes in terms of, you know, wanting to get this to a surplus budget. What happened with the web revenue is we have two kinds of web revenue. One is inside of fund drives, the revenue that comes through the web, and the other is outside of fund drive, unsolicited, the same kind of revenue that comes through account 5001, which is donations, and 5752, which is major donors. Those are unsolicited income streams, same as 5011 is an unsolicited website income stream, okay? The original template did not provide for the outside of fund drive income, web income. Efren and I sat for like 5 hours on Friday and have continued to speak today that he understands and acknowledges the fact that web income during fund drive should all go into listener support account 5000, which is the very first line item on the revenue.
That's what you do.
And that's what we have always done for the past few years since I've been here. Any web income that comes in, that is in regards to a fund drive, goes into account 5000. Again, anything outside of fund drives comes into account 5011. So that was the problem that happened back on August 23rd was that I noticed that the web income during fund drives kind of went off into Never Never Land. It didn't flow back into the budget. So anyway, since on your concern, Tracy, as was LaVarne's, and I thought that it was part of the budget template internally, is that we also have to account for KFCF. And if you look at the assumptions page of this latest one that says 9-5A, it shows you what is KPFA in Fresno and then purely KPFA. Please understand that right now what is flowing to the budget is purely KPFA income. KFCF does not hit our budget. It does not hit our income stream line.
It's just shown
on the assumptions page. Efren and I discussed it and found that that was probably the easiest way to handle it. We would acknowledge the fact that it's here on the assumptions page, but we do not flow it into the KPFA budget. Does that make sense? Anybody?
Yeah. So basically you added the web income and subtracted the Fresno income, and we're about the same.
And that's
income position.
Right. 100% the way it should be. And then I bring web income outside of fund drives from the very last tab, which is the income and expense, I forget what it's called, selected income and expense tab, and that's where the web income outside of fund drives comes into it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, And yes, so we have done many, many little analysis in here through MEMSIS and stuff, and we have found that Fresno brings in, or what we bring in during fund drives and what is fulfilled is about 5.22%. So we just simply took, you know, what our goals were for KPFA and Fresno combined, and then deducted out 5.22% before it goes into the budget, into the rest of the flow.
This is Kim, and I have two questions.
Sure.
First of all,
go
what
ahead,
difference
Kim.
Does it make whether it's in fund drive or not? Considering that we're in fund drive every other month, it seems hard to really discern whether somebody, you know, wanted to pledge for the past fund drive a week later or what. And I'm not sure what difference it makes. And my understanding is that KPFK also has money flowing through there.
Okay. Did you want me to answer that now, or you want to give me two questions?
I have no problem with your answer.
Okay. The way that our BEMSIS, our database manager, Chris, handles any and all monies that come into the station is he looks for any outstanding pledges.
Any time of the year.
Any time of the year, regardless of whether we're in or outside of fund drives. So if someone has an outstanding pledge, whether it's $5 or $500, any monies that come in, he puts towards that pledge, an outstanding pledge, and it goes directly into listener support.
5,000.
Account 5,000, okay. Listener support. Anything that he then, again, the same thing, he, you know, looks at any monies that come in, and if the pledges are all up to date, that is considered, you know, and it doesn't come with the little pledge stub that from the reminders or anything, and it just comes in as simple donations. Same as 5001, account 5001, which is donations.
Okay. This is Tracy. I want to make a note here because I think this is relevant. Okay. The amount in listener support of the LSB-approved budget before the LSB added in $20,000 was $2.693 million. The amount that Maria is submitting in her new budget is $2.699 million. These changes and corrections have not resulted in any substantial change to the listener support revenue anticipated. Therefore, we are basically looking at the same revenue number, whichever budget we're looking at. It's 3.688 or so. That's all we've got to work with, and that is the income figure one way or the other. So really, I think that we need to turn to the expenses side of the budget in order to get to where we need to be. The numbers are exactly the same. 2.693 million is not substantially different from 2.699 million. I think there were other folks on the stack.
Alex on the stack, please.
Bill.
Okay. I hear Alex, Bill, and Ken, and I have that in reverse order. So, Ken, you're first.
I'm not in front of a computer. Could I go after Bill? Because he's in front of a computer, and he'll probably cover the same point.
Bill?
Well, thank you.
Bill, you're up.
Thanks. I was going to mention the same thing. We're talking about really minor differences now on the listener support and the total revenue. So I'm not worried about $10,000 or $20,000 you can budge. But back to the LaVorn's comment about their depreciation, you know, if you think you should put in there, I think we should do it, even if we have to amend the KPFT budget. KPFT had about $20,000 in depreciation last year, nothing listed this year's budget, so it's not much of a change for KPFT. I don't know how it would affect the other stations. I'm guessing KPFA and KPFK more because they are the building they own. But you know, we could also, I don't know if the rule is to budget, is to balance it total or balance it before depreciation. If we didn't include the depreciation and whether or not we have to have a balanced budget, then maybe it wouldn't matter so much. But I guess maybe ask LaVorn for an opinion on that.
Okay, I'm going to go to Alex and then Ken.
My question is pretty simple.
we were told a couple of weeks ago that $300,000 was miraculously found in extra revenue, and now it doesn't appear to be extra revenue, although there is some question as to whether $300,000 was labeled into the wrong category or something like that. So my question is, why did it seem as if to whoever it was who made this announcement that $300,000 extra was being found? Is it because we were counting the KCFC revenue as part of the KPFA revenue, and now we've corrected for that, or what?
Yes.
May I answer that?
Sure. You can get on the stack after Ken. Ken, you're next.
Okay, here I am. I'm going to try to cover 4 points because I'm running around on a cell phone. The first thing is I just want to make a comment that I think it's not appreciated when a treasurer spends time with the national business manager in the 11th hour to make policy changes about how we do our budgets. And the budget should be standardized across the stations and not particularized to some flavor in different stations, different versions of templates and different versions of budgets because of supposed differences of regional operations. That's just a comment. And my major questions, going back to the budget that was approved on the 20th of August, I don't understand what the justification was for increasing the listener support over what it was in 2011, as reported in the last set of financials I had from KPFA. I sent out graphs, and there seems to be an indication that there will be more listener support. Also, I observed that there was an increase in development expenses and an increase in payroll expenses, and I don't understand why that's happening. These are significant changes, and that's on the LSB approved budget. So whatever else is coming along, I think we're better off figuring $3.5 million as a gross total revenue for KPFA rather than going up to $3.65 or something like that, and trying to keep the payroll expenses at what they were. I don't understand why we want to keep increasing payroll expenses in community radio where we're supposed to have lots of volunteers. I'm not trying to curtail anybody's employment, but I don't understand why we want to increase our payroll at this current time when we have no justification for an anticipated increase in web income and increase in listener support. I don't hear any justification for it. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to put myself on the staff to answer some of your questions. Barbara, you wanted to address Bill's question.
I wanted to address Alex's comment about the found $300,000. We never presented it that way. When the email started flying back and forth, that's when other people started calling it, you know, discovered money. What we were
Barbara,
trying to...
Let me correct. You did say you found an extra $300,000 on
the form.
Alex, let her finish.
We found that it was misdirected. It was not flowing through the data flow properly in the budget template. It wasn't that we found mystery money. And as far as the payroll increase that Ken is talking about, when we discovered that there was money that had been misdirected and we needed to put it in another account, our general manager requested restoring a few people's salaries back to a not a great amount, but back to a level where there had been cuts in, I think it was last March. And as far as the treasurer changing the budget template, that's just, I don't know where you got that idea, Ken. I never did anything like that.
Okay. This is Tracy. So to address a couple of things about this budget and where the LSB was. The primary increase to personnel costs up to 1.912, which was approved by the LSB,
was the addition of a development director. That development director is the reason the $51,000 was put into grants income, even though KPFA hasn't really gotten any grants income since 2010-09, and certainly nothing near $50,000. So basically, those two things go together. In other words, that increase for the development director's salary is matched by the grants income, and if one goes, then the other goes. So there's an element there of offset. The other additional change to personnel income looks to be about $20,000, which is, I guess, to restore hourly cuts that to the news department that people took when John Hamilton was not laid off last year. And that looks to be a fairly small amount of about $20,000 that was not approved by the LSB.
Yes, it was.
Although it was contained in the resolution on the 31st that if there was extra money. As it turns out, there really isn't extra money, so it is what it is. In terms of other things, the problem with the expense accounts here is that a number of things have been changed from what the LSB approved, even though there's not more income. So looks like we're going to have to go through it and see the various and sundry things that change, because at the same level of income, this was a $97,000 deficit when it was presented to the LSB. So we now have the same amount of income, and we're showing a surplus. So I'm not quite sure what's been moved around, but obviously some things have.
Came to the stack.
There's two questions that I have. One is, do we or do we not have to put depreciation in this budget, number one? And number two, are the CPB grant figures realistic? It looks like we're predicting $360,000. I thought we were predicting a mild cut, and this looks to be an increase. So I have a question about those numbers and where they came from.
I've not changed CPB money since the inception of this process. So
okay.
I did not increase, nor did I decrease. Well, actually, that's not true. In the inception of the process, we decreased it because Barbara and I felt that they were too high. So they have not changed since that original, I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Well, let's look. We have 205 in CPB-DCSG, and we have 72 in CPB restricted, so that's $279,000. Last year, it looks like we estimated 240, and it looks like we actually got considerably less than that, 170. So we are predicting more than we predicted last year and considerably more than we got. So, LaVarne, can you give us some idea what we can expect?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. On the we've had a few meetings. We've had discussions that we given directions that we would reduce our CPB until we got information from CPB on the amounts. We would reduce it by 20%. For KPFT, that actually received an increase in CPB funding last year, so they would increase theirs by about, I think, 10 or 15%. So that was the information that I had sent out on CPB funding to put in the budget.
So are you comfortable with the figure of 277? It looks like the year-to-date estimated is only 175.
2011...
Maybe we're getting more before September. I don't know.
Right. Well, it would be for the year. For this year, it would be 255. So my estimate for 2012 would be 204. And just the point is that, you know, if CPB remains the same, then that's an opportunity that you have in your budget. But I don't think we need to, like, if we're going to budget seriously and conservatively, we can't. I would not. My advice and I communicate this is to reduce it by 20%.
Reduce it from what figure?
from
20%.
2011. The 2011 number on my sheet that I sent out with the budget there, there's a memo tab, and in that I have the CPP funding in 2011.
All right, let's see what that says.
And so it's there at the bottom, the information is there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See what that says.
Which file are you referring to?
It's on the sheet that Tracy sent out with the KPFA revised. KPFA August 20th with LSP changes. There's a sheet in there that has memo, and it has the information on there about CPD.
Okay, let's look and see what that number needs to be. Okay, so I need to open that document. Oh, file names are enough to drive you crazy. Okay, it's coming. I keep trying to close things so I don't get too many windows open. Isn't working. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. The year-to-date estimated is 3319, and we know we have about another 300,000, give or take. 619. All right. Does anyone have the other document? Oh, well, all right. Let me
the memo sheet from the Org 20?
Yeah.
Okay. So, listeners for revenue, correct, depreciation, property tax, CPB funding. Okay. So, Levarne is taking $51,000 off of CPB funding, it looks like. Let's see what that number is now. So, the CPB numbers are... No, the CPB numbers are not changed in this document. So I don't understand, Levarne. Are you saying that 277 is the proper number or not? It's 205 for the CPB for account. Okay.
Boy.
Yeah, someone should stop that. And it's 72,000 in account 5802. Are you saying that those numbers are good? That's 277 overall, or not?
I'm saying that they're too high.
Okay. What is KPFA going to receive in 2011? Right now, on the year date estimated, you have 111 and 63, which is $175,000. Big difference between 277 and 175.
Yes, it is. What I have is, also they don't always put it in the right buckets, but what I have for CPB is 55 total. And for next year, for KPFA, I have 204 as an estimate.
You have 205 total, and that's including both accounts 5801 and 5802.
Right, 255, right. Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Point of information.
Yes.
Okay. I see where the one with memo in it is, but that one has somewhat different numbers, not greatly, but a bit different numbers on lines 13 and 14. Are we in a different spreadsheet that you're now referencing?
No, it's, you know, when those numbers are accrual, you know, you receive the funding, and then you accrue that amount across the calendar year. So that will be cleaned up for the exact amount at the end of the year.
I'm sorry, that's coming through very distorted. I can't.
I'm sorry, my computer's there in front of the phone. That we make what we do is we receive the funding, and then you actually what you do is you actually on your cash, you actually show when you actually received the total check. And then what we do is we show the funding on a monthly basis. End of the year, although the amount that's shown on a monthly basis may not be correct, but at the end of the year, it will be corrected to the exact amount that was received from CPB.
And the exact amount received.
That's the information that I'm showing here.
Okay. My main question is, it seems that we're going. I have three spreadsheets up, and it looks like we're either going through all three, or maybe there's a fourth one up because I've got some. I'm not finding the same numbers in my spreadsheet for the CPB grants either side.
Okay.
They're sort of close.
I've actually got the same numbers. So I think you probably have one spreadsheet open that shouldn't be open. So tell me what three are that you're holding.
Oh, I have the KPFA FY 2012 Preliminary Budget 9-5A Prelim KPFA
right.
only. I have KPFK. There's a KPFK up, too. Should I just get
oh.
rid of that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's
your problem.
But I've looked, I'm bouncing through these, and they're slightly different numbers. The other one I'm looking at is KPFA Org 20 WLSB Changes.
Okay. I have that one open, and I see in account 5801 205720
yep,
under budget FY12, and I see 72290.
Right.
Under 5801. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I need to do a zoom on this because the little numbers get lost. But yeah. And then when I flip over to the other one, which is the 95A one, I see the same numbers. In 5801, I see 205720, and I see 5802, 72280. What I'm trying to get at is whether that number is too high or not. And I don't know. It seems reasonable with what we got in 2010, but it doesn't at all square with the 2011 actuals so far. And it's even a substantial increase over what we budgeted for this year.
This is Ken, point of information. Have
yes.
we selected a budget to work with yet, or are we still bouncing between two or three versions?
I think we're going to have to bounce between two versions because we can't track anything without trying to square the differences here. I have a pretty good idea what, you know, where we're going to be on the expenses, but I'm trying to get the revenue number fixed.
And Tracy, this is Bill.
Yeah. Bill.
Yeah, this is one of the things I emailed out a few weeks ago, and that these changes apply, it seemed like, to all the versions. You know, if you want to go over those briefly, but just of the revenue items, we've got increases in the donation, the less than $1K per, car donations, community events, CPB
yeah.
grants, and other income, line 18. All those are going up. While the projected listener report is going down, so I was wondering if any of those are realistic. And then there were some other things that looked like just errors, like salaries are going up, but
mm-hmm.
benefit expenses are going down.
Right.
The PNB expenses are still only listed at $300 a year, and
mm-hmm.
just want to include travel for the in-person meetings, and the inconsistency between printing for mail-in renewals, which is going up dramatically,
okay.
but postage for the same thing just going down dramatically.
Correct. These things are all true. Yeah, and we never should have had an LSB-approved budget because nothing at all squares. Well,
get to the stack again.
We have a couple of choices, it seems to me. Perhaps since apparently we hear that Efren is okay with this template and we've solved the problem of having drastically increased listener support, and I know what the LSB approved, maybe we're better off just going to the new template and fixing it. And I can tell you what the LSB approved on August 20th, and we can go back there if we need to. However, we do need to square the depreciation question, and we need to square the CPB question. We're not going to get anywhere until we do. Ken?
There's one other issue.
Yeah.
Ken, go ahead. Ken?
Sorry, I was muted. I didn't see an allocation for the 2012 election. I saw $1,700, not $40,000. And I still don't understand why there's an anticipated increase in listener support.
Okay, let's
but
do this, folks.
I can see the $40,000 for the 2012 election.
Let's do this. Assuming that Efren and Maria worked on this for many, many hours, let's close everything off. Let's go to KPFA FY2012-95A, and let's fix it.
This is Kim.
Because I think at this point that's what we need to do. We no longer have to deal with a $300,000 discrepancy in listener income. So I think we can probably get this budget down to where it needs to be. We have a complete Excel template. So let's go there, and we will incorporate the LSB, the LSB's modifications as necessary. Yes, Kim?
One thing that we were told, and it may just be an LA thing, is we were supposed to add sort of a mandatory 3% income in personnel for, I don't know, what was it, Ken? Was it, I don't know, a 3%?
Mandated increases in salary with union employees plus 15% increase in health care costs.
Right. So.
Okay. Let's stay on the revenue side of the ledger. Now, and let's just stick with KPFA 95A and get rid of everything else for now. Okay. So here we are. The revenue figure overall is 3.688.471. Does everyone see that in line 21?
Yep.
That's reasonably compatible with what we budgeted last year, and it doesn't look terrible for where we are year-to-date estimated at this point. In other words, we're going to come fairly close to that number. It seems to me that of the numbers in here, the only one that is – Let me just finish. Here are the significant differences. The major donor and small donations in 57, 52, and 5001 have gone up. The LSB approved that on the basis that we're going to have a development director and we should see some improvement in those numbers. The CPB numbers are 277. We need to be clear if that's an okay number. And we have $51,000 in grants that we're expecting to get because we have a development director. Those are the primary changes over what we had last year. So let's see if we can live with those three things or not, and then I think we can move to the expense part of the budget.
I just have a question. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right spreadsheet. The one I have is called Preliminary Budget 9-5A Prelim KPFA only, and it has a total budget revenue figure of $3,688,000. Is that right or not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's let's go ahead and work from what Barbara and Maria submitted. So let's take those three questions in order. We are looking at about a $50,000 increase in our donations based on the fact that we are adding a full-time development staffer. The LSB approved that and felt that was reasonable. Number two is we're adding $50,000 in grant income because we're adding a full-time development director, and the LSB thought that was reasonable. Are there objections to leaving in those two revenue increases based on the premise that a full-time development director should be able to book those results?
This is Kim. I personally think that's overly optimistic, but I don't really want to get in between that and the LSB. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Is there anyone who feels like that to do? Yeah.
Alternately, we can look at this in 3 months or 6 months and see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Alex?
Okay.
Bill?